The chair of the Great Lakes Intertribal Council has sent a letter of condolence and support to school officials and families in Red Lake. Ray DePerry compared it to the Columbine High School shootings in 1999 and the recent church shootings in suburban Milwaukee. He said there's nothing about the event except the victims that make it a uniquely Native American tragedy.
It's an isolated incident. It happens to be one of our Native American communities, and for those of us who are of Native American kins, you know, we are particularly pained, equally so.
The superintendent of the tribal school on the Lac du Flambeau Reservation, Bob Hansen, has also sent letters to Red Lake. Hansen says there's a strong family connection between the Lac du Flambeau and Red Lake communities. He's talking with school psychologists now on how to counsel students about the tragedy.
Some of our students have ended up going to that school system, and we have at times had students here that had been attending school in Red Lake. So it's entirely possible that there may be some personal, you know, relationships here with the victims.
Hansen says he'll also review the school's security policy designed to keep guns off campus. Also weighing in on the tragedy is News from Indian Country editor Paul DeMain. He says he believes Red Lake community members will ultimately gain from the tragedy.
The Native world view is going to be, what's the Creator want us to learn from this as everything else in our life? It's supposed to bring the Red Lake Ojibwe people and the Indian community together in a strong way. These kinds of things are meant to be a lesson.
Red Lake families are also getting support and advice from the families of the Columbine victims, who encourage them to resume classes soon and talk through the tragedy as much as possible. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.